Okay, good morning. We'll go ahead and get started. Thanks for everybody for being here. Then we can just jump right in. Personnel policy revisions and update.
So Myra and I, we started tackling this, and it was just to clean up some grammar and some like pronouns. We have a lot that's kind of outdated the way we do it. And as we went through it, there's a few more things that probably need to be addressed. So it's not going to be just a real quick, hey, here's the new thing. My question for Dennis is, can we do a major rewrite of it and just pass it as the new version, or do we have to amend each little section with a different resolution?
No, you can amend the policy completely and restate it.
Okay.
And adopt a resolution. I don't think it even takes an ordinance.
That's what I thought. That's what we've done.
That we can do it by resolution to adopt a restated personnel policy.
Oh, wonderful. Great. So some things then that I've noticed that we're going to address or work on, we do have a mandatory retirement age in there. I don't think we can have that anymore. I think we need to repeal that. It says at 70 you have to retire, so... You're okay with that? You want to?
Yeah, no.
I'm out of a job.
Well, I'm looking right at you.
I'm way out of a job. You know, the state, the judicial branch of the government, in the state of Wyoming, doesn't allow you to be a judge past 70.
Okay.
So, I don't think there's any mandatory requirement that the city do that.
Okay.
But I don't.
Yeah, I just don't want to violate, like, age discrimination.
So, I mean, that's up to the city, I think, to make that. I don't think it's mandatory.
Okay.
I was surprised to hear it was on the ballot to increase the age of judges from 70 to 75, and it was turned down.
Can they do that in the White House?
Another item on there, nobody's using the 980 work schedule anymore. And we were thinking of repealing that one because when you do the math on that one, that does build in overtime. So now, if we're going to get rid of it, now's a good time to stop that one. So that's something we're looking at. Changing the funeral leave, not necessarily adding more things to it, but taking it to bereavement, because some people don't have funerals anymore, so right now we're saying you can be gone 3 days for a funeral, and what if there's no funeral? What if it's just a gathering? So we'll just call it bereavement rather than funeral. And then grievance, I think we need to look at that a little bit. There is a process. Dennis, I'll work with you on some of that. But I don't think it's the procedures. It says we have to have an appeal hearing. Do we need the word appeal? And there's some technical things about that. And maybe whether we define grievance well enough. I don't know. And then the last one, use of city property. There is some concern about liability to the city. Should we not allow that?
Give an example of what would be use of city property.
Like if they use the city shop after hours or on the weekend, come in and do an oil change on their own vehicle. We do have a section in there that allows for that, as long as it's not during working hours. But
we used to have them sign a waiver every time they used it. And then that stopped.
What if you just sign one waiver at the very beginning? If you're, I don't think you take it away, in my opinion.
There should be some perks.
Yeah.
But I think the waiver's important in case someone were to get hurt during that time.
Maybe sign one waiver at the beginning of your employment or something. I mean, I don't think you sign one every Saturday you go in there.
If nothing else, we need to probably bring back the waiver because... And then you're signing it for it, you know, is it just you, or are you, if you bring your kids, are they, and they go drop something on their foot, it just snowballs. It's just something we need to be mindful of. So those are some of the things we've been looking at. We do have Sheridan's and Gillette to help us. They have HR people that just sit and review these all the time. So, did you have anything else that you could think of? Okay, we'll keep going on that one.
Okay. Thank you. Department heads. Let's just kick it right back to Judy.
Okay, this morning you guys have a call to action in your mailbox or your inboxes. House Bill 185 is the direct distribution. It made it through the House. They added back $13 million to the $26 million that the governor was asking, but now it's in the Senate. Kinski is definitely one of those that will be considering this. And as you know, and Mike, you can explain the process probably better than anyone, there will probably be some attempt to cut that again, maybe on the Senate side. So if you want to email those people, there's an email I can get them to you also to tell them, you know, leave the direct distribution. The state has money right now. Go ahead. This isn't an ongoing thing. It's for this. It would just be for the second half of the biennium, right?
They said for, what, $105 million?
It was for a long time, yeah.
2 years. Now, they didn't change that, did they?
They're adding more to it now.
Oh, that's another commitment. That's another source of funds, isn't it? A mineral royalty thing they added to? Or I'll include it with that.
Yeah.
I'll tell them to do that anything.
Yep. And
do you remember how the B-Bell amendment affected the Madden Matrix?
We don't have enough time. Here's a paper.
Change the parameters so that more money goes to little towns like Lost Cabin and stuff like that. But
don't be surprised, Councilman Madden, if you're not broached by certain members down in Cheyenne, known as WAM, to maybe sit on a discussion panel in Cody to help identify a matrix that may or may not be named after somebody sitting at this table.
All right.
So
that's in June at the WAM, not saying that they will, saying that it may have been discussed while it's down. Since you're now on the city council.
Then I got a call from our health insurance people warning us that we've been bouncing around like at a 4% increase, 3% increase. It's going to be 9 to 13%. The trust itself is like 13%. We had a couple of big cases this last year, so they think we'll be right there at 9 or 10. I didn't know if you want me to shop it. If, I mean, 10% is pretty typical, it seems like. And the employees like this insurance, but it is an increase.
Yeah, I think if you have time, probably get some options, just in case. Not saying it will change, just saying.
Okay, then February 27th and 28th, the SLIV is meeting for this next round of money of the ARPA funds we put in for the water and sewer projects. We decided and passed resolutions to stick those same three projects into this next pot, even though they don't get a higher preference. But anyway, that meeting is the 27th and 28th. I've asked Les to go to that one.
I'll
be there. Which then there's also a municipal water supply meeting on the 27th. So he won't be there because I'm sending him in another direction.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And then I won't be at the meeting tonight. Deanne will be in my spot. Tomorrow is her birthday, so make sure you, and it's a milestone birthday, so stop by and tell her happy birthday.
Nice of you not to mention which one.
Yeah.
Les told you.
Anything else, Madam Clerk?
That's, I think, all I have. I'll interrupt later if I have.
That's right.
Doing snow removal, and we started doing ice removal yesterday. then, so tonight during my report, I'll be asking your blessing to let Love's, it's a truck stop, they want to tie on the city water sewer. And they are going to be located out right beside Bighorn Tire.
In that little pasture right there?
Yeah, there's like 8 acres there or something like that. So it's all going to be under concrete when they're done.
With their discussion, is that water main big enough? Because does our water main go to Bighorn Tire? Where does our water main end?
Our water main ends on Clemens Drive. Well, no. No. It ends over by the Exxon station. This Exxon is on the city water.
That just, did they change that from a, back in the old days, we just ran a 2-inch down there off of the main of the TW for the water there. Does that change?
It's an 8-inch now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is it an 8-inch now?
Yeah.
Is that site in the city now?
No.
No.
Will they annex to the city?
I don't know what their plan is for sure. It'd be nice if they would.
I don't know.
They're not contiguous.
Yeah. I don't think it's contiguous. Because
is Bighorn Tire's not in the city?
No.
And neither is the property which where Wyodak is next door. I don't think that's contiguous. Oh, that's not in the city either.
What happened to the KOA campground?
Oh, we're farther east than we're right up by the interstate. Where that Love's
not KOA, but the Deer Park.
Deer Park. We're still
start Deer. Where's Deer Park stand?
We're farther east than Deer Park.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
No. What are you saying? Annexation.
Oh. Yeah. So you got Deer Park, and then you have
Wyodak's right there.
Dave Stewart's
place, and that's the break right there. Dave Stewart's in between there.
Deer Park is in.
Deer Park isn't technically in yet. We're still annexing it. Yes, it will be in. Yeah.
Is Greenleaf 3 in, or is it?
Greenleaf 3 isn't in.
No. It's not in yet. That breaks there. And then Business Park is in, but that's...
Yeah, no, Stewart's is the line.
At one point, I thought they said you could count the highway as it. But that'd be a flag annexation, just to use the highway as a point of connection. But
yeah, I don't think
we do have some flag.
Yeah,
the high school.
Yeah,
and we got some. So they're out there.
Yeah,
be better not to have those. Yeah, because I looked at those preliminary plans you sent, but it looked like I think that water line was only 6 inches or something. Yeah. They were showing.
So
run water line all the way to Mount Meadow Wall.
Yeah, that
allows to show up running all the way down Plains Drive to upsize the.
There's an 8-inch on Plains Drive.
Okay.
We did that for the
Exxon.
It looked like they were upsizing something there.
Yes.
Maybe that was just the existing one.
Might have brought tail.
Sewer there, yeah. Was sewer they're going to tie into that pump station, that lift station. And that's all big enough to handle.
Yeah.
So tonight we're just talking about water, right?
Water and sewer.
Water and sewer.
Actually, sewer, we can't keep them off of that anyway.
Yeah.
By law.
But the water we could.
The water we can.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to flush without one.
Well, it's just to use it to bring them into the city. If you want the water, you can get in the city.
Isn't the water connection agreement they have to annex in 5 years?
If they're contiguous,
it's 90 days.
Or 90 days.
Once you become contiguous, you have 90 days to petition for annexation.
With the exception of Dan Hansen, his water users agreement says that when it changes
ownership.
Yeah. But that was.
Okay.
That's all.
You've had kind of a relaxed. So you've had kind of a relaxing year this year. Well, besides,
we ran 4 calls in January. That was labor calls alarm, so nothing.
What about the county? We're going to be hiring again. Amber Quinones did not make the physical part of the academy that she's extended for. So she's no longer with us. And then we'll be losing one of the dispatchers for the party. So, yeah. So that sucks. And I will probably be here tonight for Sean. He's in the train. So. At the end of the month, three points.
Sent out emails. Gonna have a short hazard funding meeting with some of the FEMA people. I guess the list grew kind of long there. I just reached out to kind of see what under our hazard plan listed as a drought. So I kind of reached out to say, hey, what can that money be? Any of the money we use for any of these programs. So we're kind of just gonna go over some of that on the 14th at 1. That's a Google Meets meeting. So anybody wants to get in on that. And then we have the hazard mitigation plan update session on the 16th at 9 a.m. and that's just with the county and to update our whole mitigation plan. So I've got those things coming up. Other than that,
you're going to put that in the email for us? Or?
I can, yeah. I thought I sent that out to everyone, but yeah, I can get those dates and times out to you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anything else, Terry? Anything else for Terry?
Yeah, actually, I do. I can bring it up now. The GT investment special use permit, Terry.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard from both sides of the parties on this. Some that are opposed and some that are in favor. Obviously, the zoning.
Mm-hmm.
Commission has approved that.
Correct.
What were the concerns for not approving that?
For not to not approve it by the people?
Yeah.
There were some concerns about traffic in there, in and out, some to do with the soil conditions, the high density. There were some complaints about the existing trailer parks that are next door, things of that nature.
Okay.
Being supposedly crime-ridden and more dangerous than a normal subdivision, I guess.
Yeah, true. And then Councilwoman Camino brought up the fact that the owner of this property, currently the one that we're issuing the special use permit to, intends to sell that property. Is that true?
He could, yeah. I mean, he could technically sell it, yeah. And that's why, I mean, what you're approving is the special use permit. This piece of paper is what you're going to be approving.
And what does that do? Is that?
So that basically has all the conditions. So they approved it with conditions that the owner, whoever that may be, come back with development to the Planning Commission for approval. And they did that, one, because an MHC doesn't really require the full process of, say, a subdivision or a PUD, planning unit development. That an MHC usually can kind of just come to me after approval, and I approve the plans as far as, in our ordinance it says this is what an MHC must be. And so I go through the checklist and say, yeah, your plan matches that. They've said, hey, no, it comes back to us and we approve it. So there are some conditions in there. That contract's also good for anyone after him. If he sells it, it's inclusive to anyone that owns that property after him. It's not. If he sells it, everyone still has to abide by that piece of paper there. So even if it changes hands, they all have to do the exact same process.
So a new special use permit would have to be granted to the new owner?
No, because that's in there. That it includes anyone. Yeah, if it's transfers, that goes with everybody. And they have to follow the same conditions that are on that paper to do anything.
Is this special use permit a permit in lieu of rezoning or what?
No, so B1, new residential, is a special use in B1. It's directly spelled out in our zoning ordinance. You have permitted uses and then you have special uses. And in the special uses, new residential in a B1 can be done with approval from council. And so they're doing exactly what the ordinance says, come get a special use permit to allow residential in a B1 zone.
Mm-hmm. Why? Okay. Why can't they change it to the appropriate residential zone?
You could, but the way our ordinance reads, you don't have to. It's just you get the special use. It's, I mean, that's just how it's written in our laws, that you could stay B1 and do residential with the special use permit.
But the rezone would be expensive. Be quite
it's more expensive, yeah. But I see what you're saying. Why not just tag it with a different zone? But
doesn't it build on... So residential only allows residential. You rezone it, and
right.
then it's that forever. B1, you could do residential, or you could stay with... There's more things allowed in B1?
So basically, yeah, it's like a waterfall. So you say R1's your most restrictive, and then R2, you can do everything you did in R1. Then R3, you can do everything you did in R2 and R1. And then you get into B, and you can do everything you basically can do in the lower zones with some restrictions, yeah. Guidance, so...
And Mike, there was a lot of potential threats of litigation over this thing, not against the city so much as between the owners of the two parties. They both had attorneys, and they both said they're maybe to file a lawsuit. And I advise the city to go ahead. There's a covenant in the deed. There's a deed to this tract which has a covenant in it, and that. Is the one, and that's what they point to. And Terry and I said, look, we're not involved in enforcing covenants. That's a private matter.
Yeah.
If they want to enforce the covenant, they can, but we're not going to do it. We're not going to have it considered.
I do have a concern about safety just because of the one entry, and it's on that south side. Especially if there were a lot of children in that area.
Again, we don't know there's one entry. We're not approving the plan. All we're saying is...
And I think that's part of the problem is, you know, we're...
That's not. That's just the next step. I mean,
right.
You got to have this to do the next. I mean, no one's going to go out and spend thousands of dollars in engineering to come up with a road before they're said, hey, yeah, we'll think about that. We'll let you do that. I mean, it's just...
And he may extend Juniper to meet up with the East End. We talked about that.
So this is basically just preliminary approval to be able to do them, but any further approval has to go through all
it's
the process and planning and zoning.
Right.
Much more discussion before they can do break ground and do anything.
Does it go through planning and zoning, or did you just say that's something that you approve in your own?
No. So we put the planning... put that condition in there that it has to come back to them no matter what. So they're not relying on me to do it. Everyone's going to get another say in what is going on there and be able to see it again. So, and then again, at that point, they can bring up issues like, no, your design only has one entry here. We're not going to allow that.
So P&Z could deny it, or council could deny it down the road.
Right.
For anything. So.
Yep, perfect.
Awesome. That helps. Thank you, Terry.
I got you. Terry, you didn't have anything else?
No.
Legal?
No.
Board liaison updates. Vice Mayor.
Mayor Schrader and I attended the senior
citizens
special district and yesterday. And they did bring up the conversation, brush the topic of taking over ownership of the senior center. And both the mayor and I said that we were open to the conversation. It doesn't mean that we're in favor, and I'm not sure that they're in favor of actually taking over that building. Sounds like they have a lot of research to do and need to make the decision as to whether or not taking on that asset would be beneficial to them. But I did want to make you all aware that the mayor and I did speak with them yesterday in regards to that. I think that's all I had for board liaison.
Do you have any council?
Nope, I got none.
Yeah. Councilman Madison?
I guess I haven't had board meetings yet. I
I'm going to go to the Joint Justice Center Joint Power Board later on today. But just going back to the senior center, I had a quick question for legal. If, I guess since the senior center is district, we can give the land to them, but then would there be a clause in there if that district is ever dissolved, it would revert back to the city? Is that how that works?
Well, I would think we would have that. I don't quite understand why they want to own that building.
Well, the benefit for them owning it would, the question was asked yesterday, and it comes down to grant writing. They would be eligible for more federal grants and state grants as a property owner. That being said, no special district in the state of Wyoming owns their own building if they're all municipally owned. So
we just did a 40-year lease for that bus farm that they're doing so they could get grant funding because they didn't own it. And the funders were saying, well, if the city pulls us back from you guys in 5 years, we're not going to give you the money. So we just rewrote the lease agreement.
So I think that's the big benefit, if there is a benefit for them, is that they would be eligible for more, tap into more federal grants.
They'll need them for their roof and their boiler and all the things that the city pays for.
No longer have a city major maintenance to pay for stuff.
But that's the only one that they could come up with. Scott, anything else?
I think that's it.
Councilman?
I don't know. It's probably because I've new people come up to me on issues, but somebody asked about permitting for food trucks. This is off the wall from all the stuff we've been talking about so far today. But the kind of things they think, well, at least a couple of talks you say that they get too good a bargain or something on the rental rate or the what
user rate. Yeah,
and I'm just wondering if there's yet some staff that could maybe get some comparison shopping done. So how much do they charge in Casper, and how much do they charge in Sheridan? The terms, sometimes I think I had heard that in Casper it's not a daily rate or a weekly rate, it's a seasonal rate or something like that. Or maybe you have options. I don't know what other cities are doing and what, I guess, how pleased they are or how, is there any issues that they've discovered doesn't or needs to be countered before we would take a move like this.
So we can look into it and see what others are doing. Right now we issue it for a week, a month, or a year. You pay a different fee for whatever it is, but you have to have a bond and you have to have your insurance and stuff. I think you'll remember years past in the legislature, the food trucks actually tried to make it so you're licensed one time in the state, and then you can go anywhere and do whatever. So, just, you know, whether it's alcohol or it's food sales, you got both this contingency and this contingency. I understand those that have their businesses here. I think I know who you're talking about, one of them, because he brings his property tax check in every year and shows me how much he pays in property taxes, and a food truck pays, you know, $100 to the city for a whole year's worth of, you know, sales. And then they can come in a day and, you know, pull out quite a bit. I do think, you know, a common ground would maybe be to raise it from $100 a year to $300 a year. Some it could be a daily charge, but...
Yeah, or a weekend, I guess, is probably another common.
But we'll look into it. Yeah.
Okay, look into it. You know, like I say, I don't think this thing has to be done tonight at the meeting or anything, but just so we have some evidence or ammunition to say, yeah, we're in the ballpark, or if we're not, maybe we can make some changes.
Send an e-blast to the landlord.
Parks and Treasure.
The land kids, they'll take care of it. They'll take care of it. You know, they'll be on the prowl to get
We'll make it go away.
All right.
Well, you still can't have a food truck on Main Street, right?
No.
Right. That's still the rule.
That's a,
yeah, the state
it's on the state highway.
Yeah.
Fort Main or Park, we can't, because they're state highways. We can't park on the street. They have to park off the street. I'd be supportive of raising the annual fee just to make it more substantial. Our daily and weekly fees aren't bad, but if you do 2 weeks, you can pay for a year, and then you have the other 50 weeks free. So.
Well, that's right. That structure might have to be looked at, too.
I think that might be the easier way to adjust it.
You know, pay for this insurance somehow.
Anyway, that could be looked at. Do you have anything else? Oh, well, maybe I just need to talk to you about this mandatory. Every time I get an email, it says mandatory on it. It gets my attention. But I can't remember. Was it mandatory training on WAM or something?
You passed it.
I passed it.
It happened last legislative session.
Oh, I don't know.
You wouldn't be with it.
Oh.
So the training is in WAM, the Wyoming Association of Municipalities, will be setting up a training, and it's just mandatory training, basically. It's quite a lengthy list, as Myra saw. It's all stuff that we're doing, the department about it, right? Department. It's confusing because there's this state auditor, and then there's the department about it, and they are not the same things down there. And don't accuse them of being the same thing. but the department about it has to know that we know what we're doing.
And Mike, your credentials may pass.
Yeah.
I mean, your...
With your degree, because I think...
Yeah, John's definitely will.
Yeah, John's and Julie's will. Yeah. So basically any elected official or anybody that sits on a special district board or any group that handles and controls government funds has to go through this.
So I have to deal with WAM to get...
They'll get it out.
Oh, they'll get
They'll get it out. So it starts, I do believe, June of 23, and you have until June of 24 to get this certification done. Kind of sounded like a lot of it would be maybe computer-based training.
Sound like that would be an option, yeah.
The biggest question that came up during this whole thing of 93 mayors and city council sitting in a room is why doesn't the legislature have to, and the senators have to take it because they control more money than we do.
And if we need to, we can always do a work session before the meeting, you know, like punch out an hour of training. And it's segmented, so like you could just do the part on ethics, or you could just do the part on meetings, or, you know, so you wouldn't have to, and then test on that part. It sounds like they're really making it doable.
John Coyne, is that his name?
Coyne.
He's the guy that's always the speaker every year.
Right.
Anyway, so they have like a year and a half, but yeah, I think certain degrees, Julie's CPA degree, your finance, and I'm sure your degree will probably... All John has to do is send in the diploma. Don't send in your real one.
Do you know where it is?
But that's it. There's just it was House Bill 60 last year. If you need some bedtime reading stories, House Bill 60 is the one that I want.
Yeah.
Anything else, Council?
No,
So both boards, the Planning Commission and the Phil Board, are really wanting to update their documents and make them more livable. Like, instead of all the guts in it, just make it like a 15-page and make it more alive, so it changes every 5 years, is more up to date on a plan on what they're doing or going to do. The other thing that came up in the trail board on Friday was spray paint on roads and sidewalks. And I know they brought it to us before, and they asked me to bring it again about it being water-based instead of...
Yeah. And Phil has talked to most of them, I think, already.
They do the markers for, like, the Klondike Rush and all of that, and just to be sure that that spray is in water-based paint and not permanent paint on anything that goes on, especially as our trail system gets more robust. They are applying for grants, and the newest idea is to tie the Evanepper to Cemetery Road, which...
So something with them applying for grants, because they go out on their own and do that, and I think they need to remember, their grants need the mayor's signature. They need to, they can't apply for this. The city has to apply for it. So just maybe a reminder that you guys should approve that they're going to encumber the city to eventually spend this money. So
thank you.
And meanwhile,
yeah, and they're very active and very passionate, so it's fun. That's all.
Okay. The only other thing that I have is, as far as boards or JOCO meeting tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, Bummer Mountain, and then in front of you all is a copy of the City Council agenda for this evening. Aaron Kessler, Powder Pass Nordic Ski Club. Been talking with the clerk this morning. I think they're going to be at the commissioners today as well. So that's kind of out of our purview, our jurisdiction, our realm, but I think they just want to express concerns over some of the mitigation that's going on up there, whether it's the sagebrush or the timber.
I think there's timber.
It's timber.
Timber. Okay. So I think it's a listening session for us. And then just the GT and investments that we already talked about. Wednesday markets. Geez, it's that time of year again already talking about. Is. And then just the mayor's appointments. So, any questions on that?
We had a motion last, I guess, the first meeting of January to continue an application for a Bar and Hill license. And it's going to be continued until the first meeting in February. And, does that mean it's not going to be on there tonight? Or?
No, this is subject to change.
Well, I don't know if that's, if we have.
I don't know if we
I
have.
I don't know if
there any new applications.
We do have, we do have two others. Did we set the date to continue it to the next meeting, or did we just say to continue it? So.
Well, I thought I said until the first meeting in February, but I may be wrong, and I didn't check our minutes to verify that, so I have to look at it. If it doesn't have to be brought up, I just assume not bring it up, because the legislature's meeting on the phasing out of the restaurant licenses, and so we're still in that unknown territory until they have their final blessing on it, I guess, which will be pretty. Well, in two more weeks, you're going to be out of business, I think. Or, I mean, out of.
Some of them should be out of business under this session.
As far as I know, all three of those are not in a position to be able to use their bar and grill tomorrow. They're all months away before they'd be ready to put the license to use.
We'll check on that. We'll pull the minutes. And if it is on there, I guess.
Continue to Johnson's one.
Other than if it is on there, we could continue with the packet, however, but I would probably entertain a motion to continue it pending legislation.
Yeah, that bill has passed one house and starting the second house this week.
And then just looks like the rest of it's business as usual.
One more thing from the trails. They asked if we wouldn't adopt a trail from Laban to Klondike, is they're working on that Adopt a Trail program. So they were asking the city council to do that, so I was wanting to encourage us to do that.
I think we already take care of that, don't we? Isn't that a sidewalk from here to there?
Depends on which way you go, but yes. Can be.
But I think it's like down by the creek, you can go get the garbage out of there from the brewery, or from the, not the brewery, but the wine bar.
I thought that was part of the trail. But the trail did change with the Lobby project somehow. One chunk of that trail rerouted with the new sidewalks. And
that but I think what she's saying is you're going to clean it. Yeah. You guys are going to offer to clean it.
Okay.
Are you going to bring that up at the meeting?
I will.
First to adopt it.
Or look at it.
Ben, it gets waiters.
Yeah.
Bring your fish around.
Anything else for the order? Delegated.
We get President's Day off?
What?
We get President's Day off?
Yes.
Go with you?
Good.
No.
Read your policy.
I read it. I read it the other day. There's
my shot that was fired. If there's nothing else, I think we can go on about a day till the next item.